101.77 HOFM, Mick and Anna, 100% Hobart, and we do catch up with our travel expert Adam Ford once a week, and he gets to whisk us away to some exotic location. And this week it's going to be Cairns. Good morning.
I'm whisking you away to a tropical paradise. How does that sound?
Lovely.
That sounds good to me, mate. Why should I go to Cairns, Adam?
Look, cosmopolitan Cairns, it's really the gateway to everything that North Queensland has to offer, including two world famous natural landscapes. You've got the Great Barrier Reef and, of course, the Queensland Wet Tropics Rainforest, of which the Dane Tree is the best-known part. So I thought today we'd actually have a look at guided experiences that will let you see the best of those landscapes, if you like. How does that sound?
Brilliant.
Sounds great to me. What's number one, mate?
All right, number one. Heading out onto the Great Barrier Reef is, of course, you know, one of the top activities for most visitors to North Queensland, but that can mean it gets pretty crowded. So what I've got for you is a small group reef cruise, which is a little bit different. You'll head out on a small catamaran to some of the snorkeling spots that the larger craft can't reach. Wavelength Reef Cruises is the company. They take a maximum of 45 people. Now, I know that doesn't sound like a tiny group, but believe me, by reef cruise standards, that's pretty small. So that's just a more intimate way to experience the Great Barrier Reef. One of the other options I've got for you is a great day trip from Cairns up to the rainforest town of Kuranda. Now, you can do this in a variety of different ways, but what I'm suggesting is take the historic Kuranda Railway up to Kuranda. You'll spend 2 or 3 hours poking around town. There's some markets there, various wildlife experiences, and then jump on the Skyrail cableway back towards Cairns. It's just spectacular. You get to travel across the top of the rainforest canopy, and just gives you a real bird's eye view of this incredible landscape.
And Kuranda, the arts and crafts there is fantastic. They also sell some beautiful organic liqueurs up there.
And they have all sorts of stuff up there. You can spend hours in the markets, as I said. It's just a really fun day out from Cairns. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, it was absolutely fantastic. It was brilliant.
If you want to connect with Indigenous culture up in the North Queensland, there's a tour called Dane Tree Dreaming, which will actually take you into the Dane Tree with a local Indigenous guide. They'll take you on a guided walking tour. There's a traditional welcoming ceremony. And also, you get to enjoy lunch with your guide with a bunch of bush tucker ingredients included. So it's just a really interesting way to connect with local Indigenous culture.
And it wouldn't be visiting Cairns without seeing some crocs. Tell us, how can we get face-to-face with some of these big guys?
Absolutely. The saltwater crocodile, just one of the residents of Hartley's Crocodile Adventures, which is located halfway between Port Douglas and Palm Cove. Now, you can do this as a day trip from Cairns. They'll pick you up from your hotel, take you up to Hartley's. You spend the day up there. There's all sorts of stuff going on. There's obviously the crocodile feeding, but you can hand-feed other Australian wildlife. There's the raptor show. Fantastic if you've got kids. And then at the end of the day, jump back on the coach. They take you back to your Cairns hotel.
What's the best time of the year to go, Adam? Because they do have a bit of trouble with stingers in the water up there, don't they?
Mate, they do, and around this time is the best time to be up there, so through until around sort of October-ish is okay for swimming. Just remember, in North Queensland, the general rule is if there's a sign, obey it. Obviously, if there's lifeguards on duty, obey them as well, and you'll have a fantastic time. It's an amazing destination.
Agreed. Hey, Adam Ford, thank you so much, and maybe someone's been to Cairns or they're heading up there and they want to get in touch. What's the best way to contact you?
Jump on the website, thebigbus.com.au, and I would love to hear from you.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys. Happy travels.